This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is set to meet U.S. leaders Thursday in Washington as he seeks more support for his country's fight against a Russian invasion. Zelensky is expected to meet with both Democratic and Republican congressional leaders and have talks with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin at the Pentagon before an afternoon meeting with President Joe Biden at the White House. The Biden administration has asked Congress to approve $24 billion in military and humanitarian aid for Ukraine. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby telling reporters on Wednesday that the funding, which includes more than $20 billion for defense, would have a significant impact on Ukraine fighting in the coming months. And additional support for Ukraine has met resistance from some Republican lawmakers. Azerbaijan claimed full control of the breakaway Nagorno-Karabakh region after local Armenian forces there agreed to lay down their weapons following the latest outbreak and fighting in the decades-long separatist conflict. Authorities in the ethnic Armenian region declared that local self-defense forces will disarm and disband under a Russian-mediated ceasefire. The U.S. Senate has confirmed General C.Q. Brown as the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, putting him in place to succeed General Mark Milley when he retires at the end of the month. Brown's confirmation on an 83-11 vote, months after President Biden nominated him to the post, comes as Democrats try to maneuver around holes placed on hundreds of nominations by Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville, who said he would continue.